So we've begun our inward journey. The month of March is about taking that inward journey. And you know, sometimes that can sound kind of scary. Maybe I don't really want to go in and know that person that I think that I am. And yet, we all just got reminded of the truth of our being and the truth of who it is that we're going to meet as we go within and know the truth, the essence, the who and whose we are. So what a beautiful way to begin our month of going within. And it's not like we're not doing that all the time. I know. But, you know, for the sake of having a topic. Well, you know, it's huge. This thing called life, this thing called God, this thing called what we're doing, it's huge. It's hard to swallow all in one bite. So we break it up. We break it up into little pieces. We break it up into moments. We break it up into activities. Was that me? How exciting. We break it up into pops. So the thing that we're talking about this week is integrity, another word that can kind of send people into a crazy place. And let me just say, I'm not going to ask you, are you keeping your promises to yourself? You'll ask yourself that. I'm talking about the integrity of the universe, the essence of the one creative power, the infinite and divine, and inviting us to remember that what we know that is true of God. And what do we know that is true of the divine? We know that it's perfect. We know that it's creative. We know that it's whole. What do you know that is true of the divine? I'm asking out loud. And as we remind ourselves what is true of the divine, we're compelled to take the next step. If it's true of God, and God is all there is, it must be true of me. It must be true of me. And if it's true of me, can I stand upon that in the day-to-day activities of my life when it's not working out so well, when things happen? Can I remember, can I train myself to know that even in this human experience, the presence of God, it's got my back. I cannot fail. This too is part of the one. So the book that I'm using this month is The Inward Journey by Howard Thurman. And he speaks about this idea in a way that I love so well. So I'm going to share with you his words. Acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. In many ways, I am getting acquainted with myself. Always I seek a deeper understanding of my true self, the very core of me. What I would be and am not yet reassures me. Through my innermost self, I find my way to God. I shall acquaint myself with him and be at peace. And what I come to find as I'm contemplating getting to know God, it requires me to get to know me, the divinity of God within me. Because, of course, Spirit is showing up uniquely, individualized as each one of us. So isn't it an awesome idea, and not a new one, that as I get to know myself, I get to know the divine? Who wants to know the divine in a greater way? Right. Who doesn't? So here's the way we do that. We get to know ourselves. What? How could that be? It it's just me. But really, the self, the capital S self, the true self, the one that is perfect and whole and complete. Oh, really? Can I say that about myself? Can I know that about myself? This is a little check-in. How does that feel? Is it a place to lean in as we go on this inward journey? Is it a place to know? Is it a place to grow? The more I know God, the more I know me. The more I know me, the more I know God. Yeah. It allows me to know myself in a greater way and to not be so afraid of the self that I see, the big S self and the small S self. So sometimes it occurs, who like me, maybe you have made a mistake in your life. My son is here. He can tell you all about them. And yet, the more I come to know myself and I'm willing to say, oh, yes, that was a mistake. Oh, yes, I made a mistake. Or, oh, yes, I did it. Then I can know myself. And by being willing to say, yes, that's me, I resemble that, I get out of my own way. And all of a sudden there's room for, well, what's behind that? What was my intention behind that? Or what is my intention now going forward behind that, back of that? Because back of all life is what? God. Truth. Wholeness. Perfection. Wisdom. Creativity. Back of all life. Therefore, back of everything that's going on, back of all of the seeming discontent and disharmony in life, there is content. There is harmony. There is peace. There's creativity. There is wisdom. This is the integrity of the universe which we can rely upon. So my question is how good are we doing that? How well are we doing that? How well are we remembering in the moments of our life that life is for us? And sometimes we can hear that and go, ay, not so great. And we can get down on ourselves. I encourage you, that's not what I'm asking you to do. I am saying, be joyful in the awareness that life is for us. And we are being prompted, motivated, and encouraged and lifted by that presence. There's a power for good in the universe, and it is using me. There's a power for good in the universe, and I'm using it. The more and more and more I could remember that and live my life from that and be encouraged by that, I live in alignment, I live in integrity with who and whose I am. There's a statement that somebody suggested recently. I'm not sure where it came from, but I liked it, and so I've been using it this week. And it's unflinchingly take responsibility for your life. Yeah. Unflinchingly take responsibility for your life. And, you know, the only one we're ever talking to is ourselves. Right? Just in case you're wondering, I'm not here to help you. I don't have your answers. But together, by our inquiries, by our connections, by our conversations, by this give and take that we have, we find our own answers. True? Yeah, I know it's true. So I also remember that the only place for the work to be done in my life is right here within me. So if I have a problem going on out here, where do I do my work? With that person that's bugging the heck out of me? No. Sorry, it's not about them. Wish it was. It's about me. What's going on in my life? What's happening in my life that is calling me to love so deeply, to care so completely that I am wanting, imagining, desiring a better way, a cleaner way, a more honest way, a more fulfilled way, a more joyful way, a more loving way. When there's something going on out here, it gets resolved in here with love. And when I can't find it in here to forgive or forget or to let go or to remember, what am I going to do? I'm going to trust that there's something within me that's going to remind me that that infinite universe is back of all life. And what does Ernest Holmes say about the infinite universe? Let's ask. What did Ernest say? The integrity of the universe cannot be questioned nor doubted. The spirit must be and is perfect. That which is back of everything must be good, must be complete, must be love and harmony. When we are out of harmony with some special good, it is because we are off the track along that particular line of the activity of spirit. Signs of mind. So we don't come to church, the center, whatever you want to call it, for a reason. We come for the reason, to know the divine, to experience it, to feel it, to recognize it, to remember it, to connect with it, to embody it, to surrender to it. And to allow it, to allow it. You know, we have this beautiful opportunity to be immersed in the wisdom and in the creativity and in the love and in the excitement and in the passion of life. And it's when we come together on purpose and with purpose that we get to create that field and to be it. And so as this week, as we're talking about having an integrous life and we're allowing ourselves to be remembering that which is back of all life, and we're spending time with ourselves and getting to know ourselves, Howard Thurman suggests that we practice something called the self-encounter. When have you had a good encounter with yourself? Did you like who you saw? Did it scare you a little? Or did you fall in love a little? Maybe a little both? Sure, the divine potential lives within all of us. So sometimes it takes a crisis to call us to have a moment with ourselves, to encounter ourselves. Sometimes it takes an inspiring moment. Regardless of it, we want to recognize and realize who we are. You know, just kind of be with, who am I? When I ask that question, who am I? What do I get? What do I get back? What am I being with? There's this beautiful song. Maybe y'all have heard it. I am remembering who I am. Those are the entire lyrics. I am remembering who I am. When I encounter myself, I'm reminding myself to remember who I am. When I remember who I am, I remember whose I am. And when I remember whose I am, then I'm free to give of myself fully and completely. To be engaged in life in such a way that fear disappears, love reigns supreme, and I have the opportunity to simply be in the presence. And so you know, I remember who I am. And when I remember who I am, you know, that thing happens. I look out and I see you and I remember who you are. Can't help it. When I remember who I am, I remember who is before me. So if I want to get along more in life, if I want to be living in that oneness of life, I remember who I am. So I can remember who you are. And sometimes I forget who I am, and you remind me. That's what we do for each other, right? Sometimes we get, sometimes I, in the past, yesterday, don't appreciate the mirror that shows up in my life. Y'all know what I'm talking about when I talk about the mirror? Have you witnessed it? Yeah. Sometimes it's just so clear and big. And it's got that little inscription on it. Objects in the mirror are bigger than they appear, whatever it is. Yeah, you guys know what I mean. Sometimes I don't appreciate the mirror that's showing up before me. And yet, one life. That life is God's life. That life is my life. This too, brought to you by the Holy Spirit. We want to cherry pick, don't we? Don't we? We want to cherry pick the good parts of life. I do. Right? Those people, that one, not that one. Nope, that one's it's got a little mold on it. Not that one. Old. Too young. Whatever. We want to cherry pick. But constantly, we're invited to remember that we're all one. That this isn't here by mistake or by accident. It's here for me. For me to know me in a greater way. For me to let go of a false belief that has revealed itself. So those things that show up that we think we want to cherry pick out, those are a gift. It is there by right of consciousness because it is no longer true and has come into my awareness for me to be set free. What if that was the way we looked at things? What if that was the way we encountered the disappointments and the upsets in life? What if we could allow everything that's going on in life to be part of the whole, part of the one, and not think it's separate? We might be a little bit more forgiving and accepting. Maybe a little. Yesterday, I was at a memorial service. And the person, one of the persons who was sharing, shared this beautiful reading that just spoke to me so much about living life. And I'll share it with you. I don't know who the author is. If you recognize it, you could let me know later. There is a vitality, a life force, a quickening that is translated through you into action. And because there is only one of you in all time, this expression is unique. If you block it, it will never exist through any other medium and be lost. The world will not have it. It is not your business to determine how good it is, nor how valuable it is, nor how it compares with other expressions. It is your business to keep it yours, clearly and directly, to keep the channel open. That is our business. That's our business. To not worry about all of the stuff out there. Go within and know I am. And be. Live from that place of wholeness. Live from that place of oneness. Live from that place of truth. Live from that place of integrity. I was raised Catholic, and one of the activities that we used to participate every year was the celebration of Lent. Anybody familiar with the practice? Yeah. It's not unique to Catholicism. It's simply where I learned about it in the olden days when I was young. And we were encouraged to give things up. We were encouraged to give up chocolate. Why would we do that? We were encouraged to give things up so that we could, I don't even know what they told us. So we were supposed to. That might be why I ended up here. Just saying. Just saying, the practice of Lent, which starts this Wednesday, on Ash Wednesday, is a beautiful practice. It's an opportunity to use the season of springtime, to use the season of renewal, to renew ourselves, to renew our understanding of who and whose we are. It's an opportunity to take dedicated time to be in the presence of the divine within ourselves, to let go of the ideas, the thoughts, the beliefs that no longer serve us, to let go of self-condemnation and self-ridicule and self-comparison, to let go of those ideas that something within us knows are not true. And with letting go, to claim, to affirm, to know, to live as if all that we desire to be is already who we are. The love, the beauty, the joy, the creativity, the wisdom, the power, the passion, it's already who I am. It's a little bit of fasting and feasting. It's a little bit of fasting and feasting. We fast, we let go of that which no longer serves us, and we feast on the truth. Who doesn't like a good feast? I really enjoy a good feast, especially when it's a feast for my soul. To really just, immerse myself in the truth of my being. I'll share a few ideas with you. I fast from judging others. I feast on beholding the Christ in them. I fast from emphasis on differences. I feast on the oneness of all life. I fast from apparent darkness. I feast on the reality of light. One more. I fast from words that pollute. I feast on phrases of purity. So I invite you to use the season to fast and feast. And to use this week to remember that we're living in a very powerful universe. It's got this. It's got this, and it's expressing perfectly through us. So I'll anchor us in prayer. Recognizing and knowing that there's one power, there's one life, there's one source, there's one creative energy, there's one love. There's simply one. Everywhere present in all of its entirety, this one knows only to express that which it is. Everywhere present in all of its entirety, it blesses, consecrates, and activates all of life through its own self-awareness, its own self-givingness. Spirit simply is. And because it cannot be separate from itself, everything is included in this one, every person, every being, every life form, every experience and every expression. As I simply allow myself to take in the magnitude of those words, I recognize and realize I cannot be separate from it. It is always present. As I know this truth for myself, I know it for all life. I know that there is not a one who is cherry-picked out. Everyone is a part of this infinite, perfect life that is the life of God. And therefore, I know that Spirit is pouring itself through each one of us as we allow ourselves to be the portals through which it is made known. And so I know and I claim and I declare for and on behalf of everyone willing that